News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. There are more problems concerning Newark's Liberty International Airport.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says a new software update prevented a third radar outage at New Jersey's busy Newark Airport when a telecommunications line failed again over the weekend. Duffy says the problems could have been avoided with better planning when control for Newark was transferred from New York to Philadelphia.
We actually have to spend the time now to build the network that should have been built before the TRACON was moved.
Even though the radar system stayed online Sunday, controllers were worried because of the two previous outages. Duffy says they stopped all traffic at the airport for about 45 minutes as a precaution. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Jay Foreman, the CEO of Basic Joy Toy Company, says the temporary U.S.-China tariff agreement worked out over the weekend is a huge relief.
At 30%, now goods can begin to flow. Doesn't mean that it won't cost us some profit to try to absorb some of it. Doesn't mean the prices won't go up for the consumer. But it will mean that the flow of products, whether it's back-to-school merchandise, Halloween merchandise, or toys and gifts for the holidays, Christmas holidays, that merchandise will start to flow. So we'll sort of, Christmas will be saved.
The U.S. dollar strengthened against other currencies and Treasury yields jumped on expectations that the Federal Reserve won't have to cut interest rates so deeply this year in order to protect the economy. Analysts warn conditions could still quickly change, as has so often happened in President Trump's trade wars. On Wall Street, the Dow by 1,160 points, the Nasdaq rose 779. This is SRN News. The countdown has begun to the European Congress on Evangelism.
The first one took place in 1966. The last one was in 2000. Representatives from 56 European countries and territories are due in Berlin on May 27th to discuss how better to spread the gospel in the fast-changing 21st century. The Billy Graham Evangelistic Association is the host, and Franklin Graham will be front and center. The theme of this Congress is Romans 1:16, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Jewish owner of a jewelry store in Tunisia has been hospitalized after an axe attack where Africa's oldest synagogue is located. The 50-year-old man was admitted to a hospital in Djerba, where many of Tunisia's remaining 1,500 Jews reside. The attack comes days before Jewish pilgrims are expected in Djerba for a Jewish holiday. SRN News. A trade truce sent stocks soaring.
Stocks rallied on Wall Street after China and the U.S. announced a 90-day truce in their trade war. The S&P 500 jumped 3.3% Monday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 1,160 points. It's about 2.8%. The Nasdaq Composite rallied 4.3%. Other markets were also relieved by the break in trade tensions. Crude oil prices rose, and the dollar gained back some of the ground it had lost against other currencies. Treasury yields rose in the bond market. That came as traders anticipated that the Federal Reserve won't need to make as many interest rate cuts this year to shore up the economy. Seth Sutel, New York.
American businesses that rely on Chinese goods are reacting with muted relief after the U.S. and China agreed to pause their exorbitant tariffs on each other's products for 90 days. Importers still face relatively high tariffs, however. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.